WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's on me now, Oos.
Hey, I'ma get them all. I'ma get them all, Oos. Yeah! I'ma get them.
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here at twitch.tv/live and wildtalkradio.com chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or Lin Zem Ward in the Fortnite item shop with hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We have an eventful backlash of backlash. We are rolling right out of the show and into Saturday night's main event. Like, they wasted zero time on this show. It's like, we have to keep things moving. We have to keep things going. No time to breathe. Just really, keep going.
There really is no time to breathe. It really is. That's the way it's going to be from now on. Because there's event after event after event after event that is going to be happening. So they got to keep things going. On this show, we saw Penta take on Chad Gable in a pretty good match.
I thought the match was fine. Like, it's Penta and El Grande Chad Gable. And it was good. It was really entertaining. I'm a little tired, I think, of this storyline. I very much want it to move on. So if we could maybe just, I don't know, move it on, that would be lovely. Because I really, truly did not want it to linger this long after WrestleMania. I was like, maybe it'll go to Backlash, it'll be done at Backlash, and then we'll be good. And here we are. So, like, if we could just kindly move it on, because I do want to see Chad Gable try to stand on his own without like something this gimmicky or group behind him, because I know he can. I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Speaking of other members of his group, it was the Creed Brothers taking on the War Raiders. New Day got involved and the Creed Brothers picked up a win, and they made a point on commentary, it's like New Day's trying to avoid facing the War Raiders.
Well, you know, a good way to avoid facing the War Raiders is not make them mad. I'm just saying, like, just throwing that out there for the world that, you know, hey, maybe if you don't want to face them, you don't interfere in their matches. In fact, you have nothing to do with them. You're not even in the same state with them at the time. You just sort of, you know, leave them the hell alone and pray they don't find you. That's kind of how that works. I feel like that's a solid plan, and they're not like dealing with the plan.
Yeah, I don't think they're dealing with the plan, but here we are. But Monday Night Raw opened with CM Punk. He says this is not the first time Paul Heyman has stabbed him in the back. Punk said it's on him because he trusts his friends. He recalled Heyman slamming a ladder on his head, giving him 13 staples many a year ago, but he's moved on. He said Jay warned him about Heyman. Punk said Heyman is who he's always been. Paul's a fat little snake, and he couldn't wait to get his hands on around his neck and squeeze it until his eyeballs popped out. This brought out, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman.
Who needs to lay off the tanner?
Punk then told him to choose his words wisely, and then Breaker and Rollins showed up. Rollins just said when he thought Punk couldn't get any more self-egotistical, he found a way. Rollins said Heyman was Punk's best friend, and Punk made Heyman's life hell heading into WrestleMania. Rollins accused Punk of gaslighting everyone while claiming that Heyman betrayed Rollins, or betrayed CM Punk. Rollins said Punk called Punk trash and said he's the reason that Rollins isn't the World Heavyweight Champion. Punk said that as long as he's on 2 feet, Rollins won't be the World Heavyweight Champion. Rollins says Punk loves to be a play of the victim and desperately wants to die a martyr. I believe that can be arranged. He then looked at Bron Breakker. I hope you have prepared your last words. He told Bron Breakker to get him. Breakker and Punk started battling. Sami Zayn got involved. Seth Rollins got involved. Jey Uso got involved. And then the baby faces scattered.
Number one, props to Seth's stylist. The outfit this week was super on point. Number two, this was really entertaining. This is really good. This is heating up quite nicely. I don't think it's going to be quite ready for Saturday night's main event, although who knows, it probably will be. But this should be very, very, very good once they get it to where it should be.
Yeah, it is, as you mentioned, it is set for Saturday night's main event. It will be CM Punk and Sami Zayn taking on Bron Breakker and Seth Rollins. There were moments between Sami Zayn and CM Punk backstage, and Punk's like having a hard time trusting people. I had the same time trusting you, and then it would take the bout if they worked together, and then they fist bumped. Rollins and Breakker were talking. Rollins said he has one more thing he wanted Breakker to do before he took off, and then he gave him a look and had some fun, which included attacking Jey Uso backstage of Monday Night Raw, but we'll get to that in a minute. What do we think of all that?
I think it was good. Like I said, this is the prelude to the actual feud. Like, this is the start of the feud, so we're obviously going to go long on this one, and you know, we're going to have, again, multiple people involved. We're going to have multiple stories going on, which seems to be the MO right now for WWE, which gives them lots of options in terms of telling a more long-term story. Because you can mix and match and do what you need to do in that. And especially in a faction situation where it's one person going against a group, it helps that one person has some level of backup. And it seems like it's going to be Jay and Punk and Sammy versus whatever the hell the name of Seth's group is, because they don't have a name yet. I don't know if they're going to have one, but Team Visionary, I guess. And so, like, it's good to have those options, especially since we know that part of the finale will likely be Seth and Punk, or even Seth and Jay, but they have to get there with it first. But this is going to be the setup for the summer right here. So I'm curious to see how they do it.
Yeah. Also on the show, we have the world's heavyweight champion, Jey Uso. He came to the ring. He said, Logan Paul has said that Jay isn't championship material. He has a glass jaw. So they'll meet at Saturday night's main event face to face, and he will still be the world heavyweight champion. And this brought out the former world's heavyweight champion, Gunther. He said that the magical came true and that Jay is the world heavyweight champion. And it was the first time since that moment that they've met. Jay's like, do you mean the moment I made you tap out? Gunther said he knows what it's like to be champion and noted 80% of his time in the company he spent as champion. Gunther said he's just because he understands doesn't mean his opinion of Jay hasn't changed. Gunther said Jay is not a natural champion like he is. He said he was surprised that Jay hadn't shared the news yet, and then it was announced by Gunther that the winner of Logan Paul vs. Jey Uso will have the honor of handing over the World Heavyweight Championship to him on June 9th in Phoenix at Money in the Bank. Gunther said he hopes it's Jay because he would love nothing more than to shut Jay up and put them the people for good by reminding Jay of his place. Jay took offense about his place. Jay said he's walking it back and said it would be the same. He would walk it back the same way he did at WrestleMania by walking out as the world's heavyweight champion. Yeet.
Gunther's pretty cocky on you for somebody who kind of took a whooping from Pat McAfee. That's all I'm going to say.
Also, June 9th is not Money in the Bank, I guess.
What is it?
That's a Raw. It's a Raw on June 9th. So it's...
Maybe he got the date wrong?
No, I don't think it would be Money in the Bank. I think they'll focus on... They're making that Raw big, I guess. So it would be June 9th. Yeah, because they're in Los Angeles for Money in the Bank. So yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Building to a bigger episode of Raw.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like that'll be a good way to do the rematch because they didn't go for it right away, which is nice. That, like, I think the one thing that, we'll get into it on Thursday. I'll say this again on Thursday, but I think the one thing I enjoyed about Backlash was you didn't have too many, like, rehashes of WrestleMania. It just wasn't a redo of Mania like slightly smaller. It was for the most part new matches and new pairings or new groupings, which was really good. And the one thing they did not do was go for rematches directly on the world titles because both changed. Like, it was only Cena and Cody didn't fight again. You didn't have Jay and Gunther fight again. You're saving those for later. You're not throwing off those feuds. You're building up to that moment where Gunther tries to retake his title. You're building up to that moment where Cody comes back to take his title. Like, I like how they did that, and I'm enjoying how they're doing that, that they're continuing that story and they're saving it for later. They're not just burning the feud off. They're sort of like, okay, they're letting the moment breathe. They're letting the champions celebrate. They're letting the champions have that moment. And then the pressure's going to come, especially for Jay, who a lot of people on the internet, a lot of people are doubting. It's like, even though the moment is completely deserved and he has totally earned this spotlight and he has every right to stand in it, a lot of people are doubting him because, yeah, he was the tag team guy, right? Like, he was never supposed to make it to this point. He was never supposed to be here. He was the guy on the pre-show. He was the guy in the tag team matches. You know, he was the sure bet for the tag titles. He was never supposed to go singles. He was always supposed to go with his brother. So the fact that he's taken this journey and he's made it here, and now he's here standing in the spotlight, it's like, yeah, let him have that moment in the sun and then bring that pressure from the entire division. People like Seth, people like Gunther, who want that title. And now it's a whole different level of, like, someone like Jay having to prove himself, because it's like, okay, all right, you've made the journey, you had the run, you climbed the mountain, you're here. Now you have to stay on top of the mountain. And that is a completely different thing, which Jay is not entirely unfamiliar with. Like, he knows what it takes to keep a title, but the world title is a little different than tag. You don't have necessarily that backup unless you're sending that up with Punk and Sammy. So I like how they've done all of this, and they're telling that story, and they're going to heat Jay and Gunther back up, and we'll see if Gunther can reclaim his title. I hope not.
We shall see. We were backstage with the Judgment Day, and Dom was talking to Liv on the phone and time zones, and Finn said, Dom wanted to talk to Finn, and they're like, your hesitation almost crossed the table, but he's like, everything worked out. Don't be paranoid like Damian and Rhea were. Everything was good. And then they try to explain time zones to Dom.
It's like explaining time zones to me. It just doesn't work. My brain doesn't compute it.
Finn and AJ had a really good match. AJ got the win. You had Judgment Day get involved. Penta get involved. Good stuff.
That's very good stuff.
We had a Rusev video package. Then Tozawa wants another match with Rusev, but he's not medically cleared.
Tozawa, you brave man.
Sheamus wants Grayson Waller, which will happen next week.
Which is weird. I mean, I'm not against it. It's when the words Grayson Waller came out of his mouth, I was like, okay. Yeah, it's good to see Sheamus back, though.
He wants to beat people up.
We all respect that.
Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch said was in the ring and she wasn't beaten in Backlash. Lyra was. She said she got on a nice bus, had a warm shower, a shot of tequila, basked in her own brilliance while Lyra went to the hospital. Becky said that even after everything that Lyra has done to her, she still made her the best version of herself and gave her the best match of her career. Becky said Lyra has never mattered more after working with her or just 3 weeks. Becky said she didn't hear defeat. She heard alarms ringing in her ears. She said she realized that she was manipulated by Lyra and all the fans. She walked away from WWE nearly a year ago because the fans asked her to. She said she heard the comments and read them online. She said she asked if she's not in WWE to win the World Championship, then why is she here? She says that she and the fans were in it together, but then she won and fans could no longer see themselves in her because all they knew was failure. She said from now on, whatever the fans say she is what she is. She'll be selfish, greedy, and cutthroat. She said the women in the back who were happy that when she was gone will now know what it's like to be held down by the man.
That had a weird context to it, you know?
A little bit.
Like that, I understand what she meant, and it's kind of unavoidable because that's sort of like her thing, is that she's the man. But to say all the women in the back will know what it's like to be held down by the man, like, that's got some weird sort of like meaning behind it. Even though she didn't intend it, it's like, ooh, that's a phrase. I'm not sure it's a good phrase, but it's a phrase.
Yeah. And then your main event was Io Sky, Rhea Ripley taking on Roxanne and Julia. Hell of a match.
I would watch this again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Please give it to me again. Thank you. This was lovely.
It was. Io and Rhea ended up getting the win. Rhea looked at the title. Rhea slapped her ass, Io's ass, and then yeah, show ended.
I mean, it's a fun pairing, and it's a fun dynamic between Rhea and Io, especially considering the fact that they're frenemies, right? And it's like their goal right now is to defeat Julie and Roxanne. And then after that, Rhea's kind of like, yeah, I want my stuff back. You know, it's like, you're doing a good job keeping it warm for me, holding on to it for me, but I want it back. So once we handle this, you and I, we're going to dance and we're going to have a little fun together. And I feel like that's sort of what's going on there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we're going to coexist. Everything's going to be chill. Everything's going to be fine. And then you and I, we're going
to
go.
Yeah. I would like to see Roxanne and Julia get some main roster wins here soon, though.
Yeah, that would be nice to see them pick up those victories. Like, I understand they're playing the cowardly heels, but if the point is to eventually transition them up onto the main roster, then you need to put a big-ish or big win on them. And maybe that will come in singles, because right now you're kind of having them both do the sneak attacks and that kind of stuff. And it's like, eh.
Right. They haven't taken many big losses, but I would like to see them get a win.
They need a clean win is what they need. They need a very decisive win. They don't need to cheat to win.
Yeah.
Because Roxanne has a win over Io, but she cheated. So it's, you need to have that very decisive, clean win over either Io or Rhea in order to really sort of like do something with it. Because if the point is to build them as heels, it's kind of like, eh, they're just okay heels right now. Mm-hmm. I want to see them be a little bit more like dastardly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but they're also not the ones challenging for the title, so I can see why they haven't gotten the wins yet.
Yeah.
But they'll need it here soon.
Agreed.
But that was Raw.
Yeah. A very, very, very good show.
It was. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back for the wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have backlash. We'll be reviewing the show and talking about it and telling you what we liked and what we didn't like and potentially what's to come in the future. So that's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Rack.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, whenever Monday Night Raw ends. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. Or you can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Mins and Mord.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbleLinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Linz Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the wreck. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yay. Yeah. Okay. Yay. Yeah. Hey, let's get it, Ooze! Hey, I'm about to get him, Ooze. I'm about to get him all. Let's go! Ooze! It's just me, Ooze! Day one, it's just me, Ooze! Day one, it's just me, Ooze! Day one, it's yeah, I light them all up and knock them down like this! Ooze!
WildTalkRadio.com